Have you ever stayed up until 2 a.m. perfecting something that was already good enough? Maybe it was a presentation, a text message, or even your wedding vows. Here's the uncomfortable truth. We live in a world that celebrates perfectionism in men, calling them visionaries and geniuses, while pathologizing it in women, labeling them as anxious overachievers who need to let go. This double standard has created a generation of high achievers who feel simultaneously driven and broken, convinced their greatest strength is actually their fatal flaw. But what if perfectionism isn't the problem? What if the real issue is that we've never learned to harness it properly?
Perfectionism manifests in five distinct patterns, each with unique strengths and challenges. Classic perfectionists radiate order. Their desks look magazine ready, they arrive exactly on time, and they take genuine pride in precision. Their superpower is reliability. Their kryptonite is flexibility. Parisian perfectionists master the effortless aesthetic while desperately craving approval. They're the friend who says, "I just threw this together," about an outfit they agonized over for an hour. Their carefully crafted, "I'm not trying," masks deep hunger for recognition. Procrastinator perfectionists know they're talented, which makes watching less capable people succeed particularly painful. They prepare meticulously, but struggle to begin, waiting for perfect conditions that never arrive. Unlike Parisians who question their worthiness, procrastinators understand their capabilities. They just can't accept that execution will never match their pristine vision. Messy perfectionists fall in love with beginnings. Their Instagram bio lists six unrelated occupations. They launch projects with infectious enthusiasm, but abandon them when excitement fades, struggling to channel energy into singular missions. Intense perfectionists cut through social niceties with laser focus, fixating on perfect outcomes with shocking directness. Their off-the-charts work ethic devastates their well-being, and anything less than perfect feels like complete failure. When they infuse intensity with vulnerability, they become miraculous leaders.
Research reveals what wellness culture ignores. Adaptive perfectionism correlates with higher self-regard, work engagement, psychological well-being, and stress management. Studies by Dr. Joachim Stober and Dr. Kathleen Otto show adaptive perfectionists demonstrate the highest levels of self-esteem, cooperation, meaning, and life satisfaction, surpassing both maladaptive perfectionists and non-perfectionists. They exhibit the lowest levels of procrastination, defensiveness, anxiety, and depression. Perfectionism is a power, not a disorder. Like love or intelligence, it contains inherent dichotomy. Harnessed consciously, it drives positive change. Wielded destructively, it creates paralysis. The wellness industry's attempt to eradicate perfectionism misunderstands its nature. It's an enduring identity marker, not an episodic condition. Perfectionists never stop noticing the gap between reality and the ideal. The question isn't whether you'll notice, it's what you'll do with that awareness. True power comes from accepting your wholeness rather than seeking control. Adaptive perfectionism means maintaining self-awareness, accessing goodness regardless of outcomes, and establishing boundaries around people and things that undermine your worth.
Women pursue balance like gamblers chasing an illusion built on two false promises: that life is generally static with occasional disruptions, and that all needs can be simultaneously satisfied. In reality, modern balance has become being good at being busy, a pie-eating contest where the prize is more pie. Women who fail to maintain this appearance get labeled hot messes, a term exclusively applied to women and effeminate people. What matters isn't actually being healthy, it's appearing put together for others. Meanwhile, the true opposite of the balanced woman is the perfectionist. Men aren't taught to recover from perfectionism, but to integrate their drive and pursue ambition unapologetically. Female perfectionism is only celebrated in traditionally feminine domains. Martha Stewart can build an empire on perfectionism because her interests, entertaining, decorating, weddings, stay within acceptable female ambition. We love perfectionism when expressed in the right context, which serves as both reward and signal for appropriate female behavior. A woman who wants more is ungrateful. A man who wants more is a visionary. Perfectionists live with constant internal tension, a humming light that never fully turns off. This tension emerges from the clash between being a full of flaws human with significant limitations and a perfect being with unlimited potential. While uncomfortable, it energizes action. The most profound heartache comes when perfectionists achieve their goals, even reaching everything they wanted. The fancy title, perfect body, prestigious award strikes them with 1,000 daggers at once. Achievement forces the realization that there are no substitutes for self-worth or presence. Self-worth differs fundamentally from self-esteem. Self-esteem is cognitive. We think it. Self-worth is about what you believe you deserve. This explains why perfectionists with high self-esteem can still feel deeply insecure. Similarly, control is limited and transactional. Power is unlimited and shareable. True power comes from understanding the immutability of your worth, liberating you from desperately needing specific outcomes. Self-punishment, whether returning to harmful behaviors or denying helpful ones, creates a destructive cycle. Research shows punishment doesn't build better habits. It teaches avoidance through overeating, compulsive shopping, overworking, or endless scrolling. Dr. Barbara Fredrickson's Broaden and Build theory reveals that positive emotions expand our cognitive and behavioral options. We literally see more possibilities, creating an upward spiral. Positive emotions lead to positive actions, generating more positive emotions. Self-punishment narrows our perceived options. Self-compassion serves as the antidote. Dr. Kristen Neff defines it as being warm toward ourselves when we suffer, recognizing that suffering is universal, and feeling our feelings while knowing we're more than what we feel. The revolutionary question, what if you redirected perfectionist tendencies toward mastering self-acceptance? This means recognizing your pain as the primary issue, not your mistakes. Our lives oscillate between two fears, never getting what we want and losing what we have. Both fixate on uncontrollable futures. When failure becomes just an event rather than commentary on who you are, you can step over it like a napping dog and continue forward. Your worth isn't contingent on achievement, and your desire for excellence isn't pathology. Pleasure isn't a luxury, it's an essential energy source. Without self-trust, you memorize right behaviors rather than trusting your intuition. Self-trust isn't built through achievements. It's a choice supported through consistent action. What you think will take 6 months often takes 5 years because life enters with real constraints, financial needs, family obligations, health issues, trauma histories. Your desires will remain intangible for a painful amount of time, but your worst day actively working toward what you truly want beats your best day denying it. Through thousands of hours of listening, one truth emerges. Every human want distills down to connection. Nobody values you for achievements or perfect bodies. The energy you bring into a room matters most. Stop waiting for the right time, the perfect plan, the flawless execution. Everything you need to be present, powerful, and to enjoy your life, you already have. Your perfectionism isn't the enemy. It's been your misunderstood ally all along. The question isn't whether you'll notice the gap between reality and your ideals. The question is, will you use that awareness to punish yourself, or will you harness it to create something meaningful?